Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series where we're studying Moses in the book of Exodus, and we were in chapter 14, which is really an incredible story. I certainly would encourage you to go read that on your own sometime. It's the story of how God miraculously parted the Red Sea, and God's people, the Israelites, they walked right through it, and it's really an incredible story. And if you've read the story before, and we talked about this at Mount Vernon, what's one of the most striking things when you read the text is that the people of God, the Israelites, they have this thing in them that I think if you're honest, you probably also have this thing in you. And if I'm being honest, I would say that I have this thing in me. And so the people are essentially trapped between the coming army. Pharaoh's army is coming. It's coming to enslave them and to certainly kill some of them. And then there's this sea, this huge body of water on the other side of them. And as far as they can tell, they are completely and totally trapped. And they begin to complain to Moses, and they say, "Moses, this is what we talked to you about. We would rather have stayed in slavery in Egypt than have you bring us out here just to die." And the thing that is striking as you read not just this section of the Exodus narrative, but really this happens in multiple other places in the Old Testament, is the people preferred the safety of slavery to the demands of freedom. The people looked back at their life as slaves and they said, "Hey, at least we had food. At least it was familiar. At least it felt safe. Yeah, we were slaves and that's not awesome, but it was comfortable and it was what we knew. And we knew where our food was coming from, but now we're out here and we're free. But there are these demands that come with freedom. There are these risks that come with freedom. And honestly, Moses, the people are saying, we wish you wouldn't have brought us out here because we prefer the safety of slavery to the demands of freedom." And if you're like me, like I said a moment ago, sometimes we feel that way as well. We look back towards our life before we knew Christ, or maybe we look at other people who are not yet Christians, and we know that the word tells us that we were enslaved to sin until we placed our trust in Jesus and he set us free. And we know that the people that we see that are not yet believers, we love them and we think they're awesome, but we also know that the word tells us that they're enslaved. Looks pretty good from the outside, and maybe sometimes there's something in us that if we were being honest, we would say, "Yeah, sometimes I think maybe I'd like to go back. Maybe sometimes, if I were being honest, I would say that maybe I would prefer the safety of slavery over the demands of freedom." And I don't know where you are this morning, but I just want to encourage you. You know, Galatians 5:1 says that it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. In Romans, Paul talks about how we used to be slaves to sin, but now we're slaves to righteousness. And he talks about how God didn't give us a spirit of fear to lead us back into slavery, but he gave us a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters of the living God. And is it true that the freedom we have in Christ, that there are some demands that come with that, the demand of obedience and loving Jesus and living a holy life? Absolutely, those things are true, but those things are also better for us. And so if you've been struggling with this lately, that maybe that desire to go back, or maybe just to dial back your pursuit of Jesus a little bit because the safety of slavery feels a little bit better or more appealing than the demands of freedom, I want to encourage you this morning, or whenever you're listening to this, Jesus is worth it. He is the best, and the freedom we have in him is so very good. Is it sometimes demanding? Yeah, sometimes it is, but it's good, and Jesus is worth it. And so no matter where you are this morning, let's make today a day where we press into the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ, that we seek to pursue him and know him and love him with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. And let's look for opportunities today to encourage other people to press into the freedom that Jesus and only Jesus offers them and us and the whole entire world. So let's take a moment and pray, and let's just praise God that he gives us freedom in Christ, that Jesus Christ, by his death on the cross and his resurrection, secured freedom for us. Let's praise him for that, and let's ask him to help us. Ask him to help us to live in that freedom and to pursue him and to obey him and love him like he commands. And let's pray for opportunities today to share that freedom and that love with others that we come in contact with. So let's take a moment and pray now together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have an awesome day. God bless.